Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
So that's Foles with Inhaler. Such a shame to cut that song short, but really we're here for the rowing, aren't we, after all? And we're going Riverside now. Ben Vice is there and he has the start of the next race. The 1 minute cannon has just gone. Ben.
Yes, it has. This is the M2 division for Lent Bumps. I'm going to throw it over now to Steph to give us the rundown.
Yeah, so at the top we've got Selwyn M1 who came down from M2 yesterday, followed by Fitz who bumped up Fitz M1 bumped up on Downing M2. So Downing M2 after them, followed by Keys M2, Churchill M1, both of those rode over from yesterday. First and third M2 are next, and followed by Lady Margaret M2. First and third bumped them down yesterday. Then Sydney Sussex M1 rode over, Homerton M1 bumped up on Jesus M2. Christ M2, Pembroke M2, followed by Queens M2, Wolfson M1, Corpus Christi M1 rolled over, Darwin M1 bumped up on Emmanuel M2, and then at the back we've got St. Edward's M1.
Thanks, Steph.
I'll take a commentary on this corner. Yeah, okay. So Selwyn M1 set off looking very smooth and being pursued by Fitz M1. They look about on station at the moment, both having nice sort of synchronised strokes. Perhaps, if anything, Selwyn have opened up a slight advantage, so maybe up to about 2 lengths between Selwyn and Fitz. Next, I can see Downing M2, which seem to be very close to the bank, actually. Literally, their oars are almost brushing the grass, but they're not doing too badly. Probably about 2.5 lengths behind Fitz there. Behind them are Keys, who are probably about on station with Downing. And then coming up closely behind is Churchill M1, featuring Matt Grayson in the stroke seat, who famously lost his hat when I was commentating on Tuesday afternoon. I've just seen him row past, and he doesn't have it on again today, but maybe he's taken it off already. But I'm sure the Churchill guys will be hoping that he doesn't lose his head today or his hat. Behind them, first and third and M2 are probably a good 3-4 lengths behind Churchill, and we've got Lady Margaret looking confident but not really making any headway on first and third behind them. Ben, can you see anything on grassy?
Well, yes, it's a faster division, and they've got to be much, much more quickly than in the earlier rowing in the early this afternoon. Selwyn M1 looking very strong indeed. Their blade heights are a little skew-iff at times. The bowman sometimes struggling to get his blade fully dipped into the water, but they're getting it together now as they round the corner. They're at least 3 boat lengths ahead of Fitz M1. Fitz M1, though, not rowing badly. Their stroke maybe a little short, but over to you, Pete.
I've just had Jesus M2 go past me, and before then, Homerton M1 and Sydney M1. But further down the river, I can see Queens, and it looks like Pembroke pulling over. So it looks like Queens have bumped Pembroke. Over to you, Ben.
Okay, thank you. Queens have bumped Pembroke, and Keys have just bumped Downing. Those are the two big clubs on the river. Keys M2 have just bumped Downing M2. Not a great day for Downing, but a great day for the lady who I was chatting to earlier, who, if Downing M1, if Keys M1 do well, she'll be having them all over around her house for Henley, apparently. Churchill M1 rounding the corner nicely. First and third, but oh no, there's going to be some absolute carnage here. First and third, a little closer than they might like to Keys and Downing, though they have pulled in nicely, so that's crisis averted. First and third are about 3 boat lengths ahead of LMBC2. Next boat I can see coming past me is Sydney Sussex, again about 3 or 4 boat lengths behind LMBC. Back over to you, Pete.
Yeah.
I can see Corpus M1 have just pulled over, and I'm thinking that probably means that they've bumped Wolfson M1, but let's go to Steph.
Yeah, over to you, Steph.
I'm here on Ditton Corner, just to report the first boats have reached me here. Selwyn M1, a good 3 boats clear of their followers. Fitzwilliam, I believe. So they've got a good distance between them. And then there's a massive distance to the next boat coming up, which I believe is Churchill. So the first
Thanks
two boats
much,
well clear.
Yep. Thanks very much, Steph. Over here, Jesus M2 are well behind Homerton, but well ahead of Christ M2. Christ are rowing. Oh, Jesus have almost Jesus crash into the bank there, but they're continuing regardless. It's not too problematic for them. They're still about 5-6 boat lengths ahead of Christ M2. Going to be probably long row overs for them, unless, of course, they lose momentum following that quite spectacular crash. You shouldn't expect that from an M2 boat. Back to you, Pete.
I've seen St. Edmunds go past me, St. Edmunds M1, who is a sandwich boat, and I didn't see Darwin M1 or Emma M2. I'm guessing that Emma have bumped Darwin. I'm going to walk down the river and investigate what's happened at the bottom of the division here.
Thanks very much, Pete. Now let's throw back to Steph.
Homerton are closing fast on Sydney-Sussex. Very, very close. I think we might have a bump just around the corner here at Ditton, actually. There's a slight overlap at the end of the boat. They haven't conceded yet. That's going to go down the reach.
Thanks very much. Now let's throw to Alice. Alice, can you tell us anything about Churchill, first and third, or LMBC?
No, they are just coming round the corner at the moment, but they all appear to still be rowing, so I can't give you an update at the moment. At the moment, Selwyn M1 look pretty set to row over. They're just coming past me now, and Fitz M1 are also going to row over behind them. At the moment, Churchill M1 still appear to be rowing, as do first and third, and as do Sydney Sussex. But there has been a bump on the corner. Steph, if I throw back to you, can you update from Ditton?
I'm going to have to run round because I'm just on the other side of the corner just watching Christ row by. If someone else takes over, I'll run round.
Yeah, well, over here at Grassy Corner, St. Edmunds M1 have just rowed past me, the sandwich boat in this division, the sandwich boat, they remain. It's going to be a long, long, long row over for them because,
okay,
of course,
Alice?
The top three pairs
Alice?
Ahead of them bumped out. Alice, what's going on?
Okay, so Churchill M1 are coming past me. They look pretty set to row over. They are still roughly on station with first and third behind them. Maggie are about two boat lengths behind first and third, so I don't think they're going to catch them given where they are on the reach. There was definitely a bump on Ditton, and we'll throw back to Steph to confirm that in a second. But at the moment, it looks like I can see Jesus M2 coming towards me. So I think that might have been Sydney Sussex and Homerton that bumped out on Ditton. Steph, can you see anything better from where you are yet?
I've just come around the corner now. I can see the boats moored, one on either side. Let me just keep, I'll find out which one's which.
Pete, okay, let's go over to you, Pete. Can you tell us what happened earlier on in right at the start, that back near first
Okay,
coast?
I've just seen Pembroke M2 row past. I shouted to them to find out what happened, and the stroke caught a crab. So they weren't looking particularly happy, but that means that they were indeed bumped by Queen's M2. Darwin
Queen's M2 bumped up.
Yeah.
So Darwin bumped
more,
up by Emma.
You know.
Thanks very much. Does anyone know what's happened to LMBC, Alice?
LMBC rode past me. I'm fairly certain, I think there's going to be rowovers, a lot of rowovers in the middle. Apart from, I think it's Sydney, Sussex and Homerton who I think bumped out because Christ have now come past me, which means must have happened to Sydney and Homerton.
Steph, what's going on near you?
I've just sprinted around Ditton Corner. Can confirm that Homerton M1 have bumped Sydney, Sussex M1.
Thanks very much, Steph. Doing a Winfield. But Alice, what's going on with you?
Okay, the last boats are going past me, and I think that's going to be rowovers all round for those boats that we haven't yet called bumps for. I don't think there's going to be any more bumps. I also think I can just see St. Edmunds coming round. They're about a quarter of the way down the reach now, and they are left on their own. I think they're the only boat still racing, so they will be rowing over too, which I think wraps up the end of the division. So back to you, Ben.
Thanks very much, Alice. So yeah, if you see St. Edmunds M1 rowing past you, give them some love. They're going to need it. That was a very, very long row that they're having to perform. But I can confirm the results as we've called them so far.
Ben, can I just jump in?
Oh, please do, Pete. Always.
Okay, so we had a bump by Queens on Pembroke M2. Pembroke crew didn't clear the river. Wilson M1 then ploughed into the back of them. And Corpus Christi then just stopped by the side of the river. So Corpus Christi are waiting, and they're hopeful of a re-row. But I can confirm that Emma, M2, they've just rowed past me with greenery on, so they did bump Darwin. So the only question is Corpus Christi and Wilson, what happens there?
Okay, thanks very much, Pete. Alice will be able to confirm that when she gives us the results update in about 15 minutes' time. But let me run down now what we think the results of that division are. At the top, Selwyn M1 row over. They'll go on to be the sandwich boat in the M1 division later this afternoon. Fitzwilliam M1 also row over. Downing M2 were bumped by Keys M2. Both of them failing to clear the river particularly well, but never mind. Well done, Keys. Churchill M1 row over. First and third M2 row over. LMBC M2 row over. Sydney Sussex M1 bumped by Homerton M1. Jesus M2 Christ M2 both wrote over. Now, Pembroke M2 were bumped by Queen's M2, and as Pete says, Wolfson M1 looked to have been bumped by Corpus Christi M1, but they're disputing that because, of course, they ploughed into the back of the Queen's boat, which failed to clear. So we're going to be seeing what happens there. Darwin M1, though, definitely bumped by Emma M2. And St Edmunds M1 having a long and lonely row over. So we'll
let Alex get down to
the results. Oh, please do.
So Wolfson and Corpus have both have been awarded technical row overs, and there won't be a re-row. The Wolfson team are pretty happy that they've managed to do a row over without rowing 2.4 kilometres. And in fact, I estimate it's about half a K. So they'll be fresh for tomorrow, and they've got a technical row over.
Well, that's the best kind of row over, isn't it, Pete? So, technical row is then for Wolfson M1 and Corpus Christi M1. That wraps up our summary of the division. Back to you in the studio.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.